Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. School bus monitor Amanda DeVia loads a wheelchair-bound six-year-old girl with special needs onto a bus and straps her into a harness for the ride to school. DeVia then grabs a seat at the front of the bus, throws in her earbuds, and starts scrolling on her phone. When they arrive at school, the child is slumped in her wheelchair with a seatbelt pressing against her throat. The six-year-old girl not breathing and attempts to revive her fail.
Nancy, several hard bumps in the road caused the girl to slump forward in her chair and slide down until the harness dug into her neck and closed off her airway. As bus monitor, Davila is responsible for making sure the children are safe and properly restrained throughout the ride. By sitting in a forward-facing seat and ignoring the children, Davila neglected that responsibility.
DeVia, 27, now charged with manslaughter. Sarah Cachera, 46, sits down for dinner at a Mexican restaurant with her boyfriend. Moments later, she gets in an argument with a man seated nearby. The argument escalates. Cachera picks up her burrito to throw at him, but the man ducks. Cachera nails an unrelated customer right in the face. Staff call police. Cachera flees, but cops find her nearby and charge her with DC, disorderly conduct, by burrito. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Michigan with a court rejecting a request by 17-year-old school shooter Ethan Crumbly to have the prosecution's motion for life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of four students dismissed. More now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Ethan Crumbly has pleaded guilty to 24 crimes, including one of terrorism and four counts of first-degree murder for the November 2021 attack at Oxford High School, some 30 miles north of Detroit. Four students were killed, while six other students and a teacher were injured. In Michigan, a conviction for first-degree murder usually carries a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Teenagers, however, have a right to a hearing where their attorney can provide evidence of their immaturity, mental condition, family life, and other factors in support of a reduced sentence. While awaiting sentencing, Crumbly had requested that the life without parole condition be removed from the table, but Oakland County Circuit Judge Kwame Rowe dismissed his request. Rowe stated in his two-page judgment that he cannot and will not dismiss the prosecution's petition for life without parole, and that, quote, the court finds the defendant's argument is not persuasive and is without merit. Rowe also rejected Crumbly's attempt to prevent school witnesses from appearing at the upcoming hearing, where the court will determine whether life without parole is appropriate.
At that future hearing, the prosecution intends to call 12 students as well as two staff members as witnesses. A Seattle police officer has opened fire on a suspect in a downtown stabbing. According to a post on the police blotter website by Police Sergeant John O'Neill, officers were called to an early morning report of a person assaulting people. The post states that police discovered a person who had been stabbed in the neck. The victim was then transferred to an area hospital. Witnesses helped guide police to the suspect, who was nearby still holding a knife. Police say one officer used a less dangerous weapon, while another fired a shot at the subject. Our friends at the Seattle Times are reporting that the victim of the shooting was in critical condition at a hospital in Seattle. No policemen were injured in the incident. While the shooting is being investigated, the involved officers have been placed on paid administrative leave. A Connecticut father who was cleared of killing an infant in 1994 after serving 28 years in jail for the crime has now sued the city of New Haven and six now retired police officers. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
After being found guilty of murder and other offenses, 51-year-old Adam Carman was given an 85-year prison term for the shooting that claimed the life of 7-month-old Danielle Taft and left her grandmother, Charlene Troutman, disabled. A shooter had fired a dozen shots through the window of their apartment. After a judge decided that prosecutors concealed evidence from the defense and that city police failed to investigate other suspects, including one who recanted a confession, Carman was freed in December. Last month, the accusations were formally dropped. The City of New Haven's Corporation Counsel, Patricia King, said in a statement that while she was unable to comment specifically on Carman's case, Carman's counsel said that the incident may have also implicated two other individuals who were allegedly drug dealers. The court claimed that the prosecution failed to inform Carman's attorney that one of these men willingly went to the police station and confessed to taking part in the shooting together with another man.
The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court seeks an unspecified monetary amount for damages.
Daniel Baker takes his motorcycle for a day trip to Missoula, Montana, But as he's nearing the city, the bike breaks down. He's stranded on the side of the road. Baker flags down a passing car who gives him a ride to Potomac, Montana. Baker accidentally leaves his phone in that car. The next morning, he borrows a phone to call his girlfriend, saying he's okay and trying to get a ride home to Helena. Baker calls back the next day from another phone, trying to arrange for the girlfriend to pick him up so he doesn't miss his daughter's wedding in 2 days. During the call, he realizes he's lost his wallet and asks someone if they'd seen it. Then the line cuts off. Baker never heard from again. His wallet recovered on campus at University of Montana. Daniel Baker now missing over 2 years. If you have info on Daniel Baker, please call Missoula PD 406-552-6300. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.